It was the hottest ticket in the town, an evening at the New South Wales Art Gallery with former US President Barack Obama. Details of the President's 24-hour visit to Australia have been closely guarded, and only very few people even got a glimpse of the man himself last night. Barbara Miller reports.
A helicopter circles, signalling that Barack Obama is on the move again in Sydney. Or maybe not. Perhaps it's just a decoy. The small group of fans waiting in the dark outside the New South Wales Art Gallery seems content in the end just to feel close to the former US president. Their adoration unbounded.
We're not really celebrity chasers usually, but I think he's a really special, really highly evolved soul.
I think he is an exceptional person, not only for the US history, also for the world.
The Barack Obama event was hosted by the New Zealand United States Council, an organisation funded by business and the government and, according to their website, committed to fostering a strong and mutually beneficial relationship between New Zealand and the United States. Simon Jackman is the CEO of the United States Studies Centre and Professor of Political Science at the University of Sydney. But even that didn't qualify him for a ticket to an evening with Obama. Was he disappointed?
I wasn't surprised. This was a pay-to-play affair organised by the New Zealand US Business Council. And, you know, there's a lot of wealthy New Zealanders based here in Sydney. And this was closely held by that organisation to service their supporters or would-be supporters.
What do you think the topics might be that he would have touched on?
Oh, I have no idea, but it seems inconceivable to me that he would not have been asked questions about the Trump administration, about the, you know, the image of America in the world after he left office. They're some of the topics that they would have touched on.
And do you think someone like a former president would be frank in that kind of gathering?
I think off the record, and that's part of what you're paying for, frankly. You're looking for a former president to give a rather unvarnished or, you know, off the record view of things.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull posted a photo on Twitter of himself and Barack Obama looking relaxed and happy in what appeared to be a hotel suite. Simon Jackman says that meeting was appropriately low-key.
That's a courtesy. He's a former, you know, the immediate past president of the United States. But again, in keeping with the norms of not wanting to draw undue attention away from the current president and the ability of the current government of Australia to do business with the current administration in America, you would take that visit, but you would take it privately, and that's exactly what Turnbull and Obama have done in this instance.
The fans eventually went home. They didn't get to see Barack Obama, but they did have a night to remember.
Barbara Miller reporting.